Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program that's tuning in through 92.3 FM. Let's welcome our good friends joining us online around the world. Thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Have a great hour that's coming up for you guys this afternoon. I think you're going to really enjoy. We're going to kick things off by speaking to author Richard Chu. He's the author of the new book, Living Well with Chronic Illness, A Practical and Spiritual Guide. We talked a little bit about this book actually last week. I really enjoyed this read, and I think it's a book that all of us can learn from, whether we're dealing with chronic illness or not. So we're going to talk to Richard not only about what it's been like for him to share the information that he does in the book, but also, of course, some of the practical advice that he gives us all that I think can easily be applied. At 25 minutes past the hour, we're heading up to Massachusetts for our resident chef, Bruce Cheddar. He'll be giving us our Gotta Eat, Can't Cook segment of the day. And then at the bottom of the hour, we'll be speaking to author Tanya Goring. She'll be making her first appearance here on the program, talking with us about her new novel as well. So it's going to be a great hour. Glad you all could join us for the program. For those of you that are tuning in online through blogtalkradio.com, we definitely invite you guys to join us also on our switchboard. We'll be kind of communicating with you guys throughout that segment and hopefully being able to bring you in as far as getting some of your questions and comments answered throughout the hour as well. That's one of the things we love about the interactive aspect of this program. Being able to have all of you guys involved. As I said, to get things kicked off, Richard Chu, though, is joining us live here for this hour. Richard, good afternoon to you, and thank you so much for being on with us today on Conversations Live. We really appreciate the time.
Well, thank you for having me on your show.
Well, look, the pleasure is all ours. You know, I love this book, Richard. I actually was at Subway restaurant today here in Brandon, Mississippi, where I broadcast on the radio side, and I was telling one of my friends there about this book. What I think is so great about it is that it really does, I think, have something for all of us, whether we are dealing with a chronic illness or not. Is that one of the things that you've heard people talk about?
Yes. I focus on the chronic illness, and people come back and saying this is something that's for all people, whether you have an illness or not, because we deal with, in the book, with the big issues of life and how to, not let them conquer you, but you control them.
Yeah. And, you know, what I thought, Richard, and there were so many things in here that really got me to thinking about life a little differently and even my approach to it a little bit differently. You talk a lot in this book about attitude. And I think it's one of those things that seems so simple. But when I was reading about it in the book, and I thought to myself, you know what, our attitude really has so much to do with our health. You know, talk to us about that part of the great lessons that you give us in this guide about how the way that we approach life really has a lot to do with our health.
Yes, the mind leads the body. And if you want to have a healthy body, you need to have a healthy mind. In this process, the book is about transformation, coping with life. I mean, you don't have to be sick. All of us have things we have to cope with every day, every week. This book is about coping. In order to cope with things, you need to have a calm mind. Get rid of the negative emotions that arouse, especially with the diagnosis that comes with a chronic illness. But we all face things that are bothering us. And if we have negative emotions, fear, anxiety, anger, grief, if those are there, they interfere with really thinking through to a clear solution that's best for yourself. What is best for you?
Yeah. You know, well, Richard, I think a question that many people are curious about is how you got here. How do you get to this place where you were able to discover the information that you're now able to share with us in this book?
Well, there are really two events that happened in my life that triggered me into being a hospital chaplain and combining my background in medicine with, counseling people. The first was some decades ago, was the death of our first grandchild at 4 months. His parents had just moved to California. They just finished the MBA programs. They've got great jobs. The baby's delivered before they could join a church. They take the baby to a daycare center for a little test. She brings the baby in at 9. She comes back at noon. The baby's dead from sudden infant death syndrome. I suddenly have to fly out and become an untrained counselor. I'm counseling family and friends. The mother's pastor comes from Indiana. We meet in California. We do the funeral service, and then he leaves, and I'm on my own to do a burial service based on things being fact from my parish. I go home. My pastor says, what you've been doing is what the Catholic deacon does. It serves people. I want to sponsor you to become a deacon. And that was a four-year process of driving 110 miles each night. But that's how I became a deacon. And Catholic deacons, people don't realize, are not ordained for just Catholics. We are ordained to serve anybody in need. And with my medical background, that led me into being a hospital chaplain. And the second event, just to tell you, was that 10 years ago, my wife developed a progressive brain disease. For 10 years, I've been her caretaker.
Well, you know what, but you really do, and I'm glad you shared that personal aspect of this, Richard, because there's something that you wrote early on in the book, and I actually just want to read it because I think it really does help us to understand where you're coming from as not just an author. You say this actually on page number 10 of the book: I would like you to know at the outset that I fully understand your feelings of grief, depression, fear, and hopelessness. I have witnessed them in hundreds of people with severe medical problems, and I understand how it feels to be trapped in feelings of despair and impotence. But then you go on to say this: my goal is to help you see that the wild horses of a chronic illness can be reined in. And I thought, that is the thing. It's not that this is going to go away, and we shouldn't look at it that way, but it's learning how to live with. And that, of course, goes back to the title of the book. Is that really what your goal is, that people will learn that, you know what, regardless of whatever you're dealing with, whether it's a chronic illness or whatever it might be, it doesn't have to control you. You can still live with it and also be in control of your life, take back control.
Absolutely. The patient, you know, when you become a patient, whether it's acute or chronically, you know, chronic is with you for the rest of your life, it becomes dehumanizing. You begin to feel like you're a puppet, and strange hands are pulling strings to make you dance, and they keep changing. And you begin to feel a loss of control. But the reality is, the patient is like a captain on a ship who chooses the destination and says, this is how I want my care to be, and then tells everybody in the crew, the doctors, the nurses, and so on. That's the role of the patient. The reality is, everyone on your support team is an advisor. The patient is the decision maker. And once the patient says, I want to get well, then the crew knows, let's go.
Yeah, that is it. That is really it. And you have another great analogy in the book. I'm going to share that here in a moment. But for those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Richard Chu is my guest. He's the author of the book, Living Well with Chronic Illness, A Practical and Spiritual Guide. And it really has, as I've said before, something for everybody. Richard, you talked about the captain of the ship. Also, you say in the book, and helping us to understand, and I thought about this when you made that reference, is that remembering that, you know, not only, you know, shouldn't you go through this by yourself, but you don't have to go through it by yourself. You're not going through this by yourself. Just as a pilot has to have help on the ground, you know, all of us are kind of in this thing together. That is not always an easy thing to remember, but why is it that fact is so important and comforting as you are living with whatever you're dealing with?
Well, I think that greatest problems of chronic illness is social isolation. People don't want to be around a sick person. They don't like to hear again and again about what it is, but most often your sickness as a chronic illness reminds that other person of their mortality, and they don't want to deal with that issue. No one wants to deal with that issue. So you start to lose friends. People don't invite you to social events. Oh, she can't walk fast enough to be on a hike or whatever. It's up to the patient, with help from friends, to establish new friends. And in the book, I go through, you know, showing how you can develop new friends.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, too, talking about, the actual person who is dealing with the chronic illness or, again, whatever it is, you talk about really the importance of pushing in spite of how maybe you don't feel the best. On page 85, I had made a note. This is what you wrote. What if you just don't feel like doing anything pleasurable? Do it anyway. Act as if you were happy. Ask yourself, if I were happy, how would I spend this day? Then do it. If you incorporate pleasure into your daily routine, it will soon become a habit, and you will experience real improvement in your mood and feelings of hope. Again, that tie-in to how it all works together, how our attitude about life and about what we're living. But, and I think that is one of the things about this book that really I think is so powerful, Richard, is that it really does give us that motivation. Did you ever assume that this would be your, your lot, that you would be this person who would be able to inspire the world through this book, those who will read it around the world? Did you ever think that this would be what you would be doing with your life?
Absolutely not. Now, your life's experiences all come back to you, and they kind of gather around you. And here I am in a position because of, having taught medical school, having been an EMT for 12 years, having a chronically ill wife, being a hospital chaplain. I just wanted to share the experiences I've had in helping people. I've probably treated 3,000 or more patients as an EMT, an equal number as a chaplain. I just want to share what works for people in the simplest way I can express it.
Yeah, well, it definitely is simple, Richard, and it's something I think that is so powerful. I mean, I love conversations like this because I always believe that, that we really, have to understand and appreciate the part that we play in our own happiness. And I think once we realize that, then it helps us to not allow an illness or anybody to take that away from us, to reclaim that. And that is what I hope our listeners are able to take away from this. Richard, I want you to stay with us. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back from the break, we're going to let our listeners know not only how they can get their own copy of the book, but what your hope is for them about what this book can accomplish. For our listeners joining us on the radio or online, you're joining us here through 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com. We'll be right back in 90 seconds.
In these uncertain economic times, getting a solid financial footing can be quite a challenge. However, minister, entrepreneur, and author Sonia L. Thompson has written three books to help you whether you're in business or facing bankruptcy. Break out of poverty into financial abundance, Seeds of Prosperity, and Business by the Bible are God-inspired tools you need to be successful. Order your copies today at lifeintheWordMinistries.org or at Amazon.com.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
This is Dan O'Brien, author of the End of the World playlist, Cerulean Dreams, Bitten, The Ocean in the Hourglass, The Journey, The Twins of Devonshire and The Curse of the Widow, and Deviance of Time. As an editor for Empirical Magazine and an independent author, I know how important it is to support radio stations like Conversations. Be sure to look for my books on Kindle and in paperback, as well as visit my blog at thedanobryanproject.blogspot.com and learn more about Empirical Magazine at empiricalmagazine.com. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for that, Dan. And we're back with Conversations Live, and our conversation with Richard Chu. We've been talking to him not only about the journey that led him to be able to write the book, Living Well with Chronic Illness, A Practical and Spiritual Guide, but also what it's been like for him to see how the book is affecting people. So, Richard, what is your hope for individuals listening to this conversation and those that will read the book? What is your hope for them about how this book can help them wherever they might be in their life?
My goal is that every reader can develop a calm mind and a peaceful heart, however that translates for them. The book can help you reach that point so that whatever the disease is happening, you can deal with it because you have a calm mind and a peaceful heart.
And I think it definitely can accomplish that, Richard. There are so many, I think, jewels in the book that really help us. I love what you had to say early on in the book about the human heart, it being a natural healing mechanism, and how we really have to be able to allow it to do its work, but we have to work along with it. And I think that's the thing. You know, we have that control. We have that ability to make decisions about ourselves, about our attitude, about the way that we're approaching life, and about our attitude about moving forward. And I think that is the kind of thing, you know, that matters. Again, the book is entitled Living Well with Chronic Illness, A Practical and Spiritual Guide, Overcome Limitations and Expand Your Life Through Personal Transformation. It's an amazing read. Richard, let our listeners know how they can find out more information about you, as well as how they can get their own copy of the book.
Yes, they can go to our website, which is chronicLivingWell.com. If you go to Amazon or your bookstore, perhaps knowing how to spell my name it will help. It's Chu, C-H-E-U. And going to our website will give you a lot of information about the book and myself. And you can order the book through us or through Amazon or your local bookstore. One of the images that I find very helpful with patients, which reflects off the book, is for the patient to consider themselves a wounded warrior. The wounded warrior is wounded, falls down, is injured, just gets up and goes again, falls down, gets up again and again and again. And that's what this book is designed to do, to help you get up no matter what you've been hit with, and let's go. Let's get up again.
Well, there you go. I couldn't say it better myself, Richard. Richard Chu, everyone. Richard, congratulations again on the book, and thank you so much for taking out of time out of your schedule to be with us. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Hey, glad to do it. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Richard, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, you can also find the link there by going to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. We've already posted the link there. You can click on that link, go back and listen to the show completely for free. And thanks to our good friends at blogtalkradio.com, you can use your buttons there on the social sites on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn to be able to share it with your friends as well. Richard Chu has really given us all a powerful book that I think will do us a lot of good. If you'll visit his website again at www.chronicLivingWell.com is where you guys can go. And then, of course, as he said, the book is available on Amazon.com, one of our partners here on Conversations Live. You can find out more information there. Also, of course, read what others are saying about it as well. We're going to take a break. Remember, at 25 minutes past the hour, our resident chef, Bruce Treader, he'll join us from Massachusetts, actually, to give us our Gotta Eat, Can't Cook segment of the day. You're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com.